when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody out there, all the Blood River Radio families just tuning in. You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And guess today, people, is, I guess you'd call it Independence Day. Back when I was a kid in the school and believed all the all that garbage they teach us in history, you know, we thought it was Independence Day. I guess it could be. Anyway, happy Independence Weekend for all of y'all. I guess we could call it Happy Dead Redcoat Day because we killed a bunch of redcoats, let's say our ancestors did. And you're listening to Blood River Radio, and my name is Eddie Bombardier Miller, to repeat myself. It's the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2023. And I'd like to welcome y'all to Blood River Radio, and we are a Christian radio show. And so, people, you know the drill, if you will. You don't really have to bow your head because we're going to do a little bit different. Instead of just doing a regular prayer to start off with, I'm going to read some scripture. I was reading this scripture last week, a couple of days ago, and I've read it before, but it really had a profound effect on me. So, if you will. It won't take long, I promise you, but I'm going to read it. If you pay attention to it, I think you'll get a lot of it. This is coming from my King James Bible in St. John, the Gospel of John, the first chapter, chapter 1, verse 1. Here we go. Okay, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God. So see, there's three people mentioned right there, people. That's where they get the Blessed Trinity, I would imagine. So see, you either get the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So there's three people right there. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not made anything that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. This paragraph could be entitled The True Light. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. And he's referring to John the Baptist. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And here's where it starts getting kind of deep. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world. This is really deep here, folks. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. I'm going to read that again. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on his name. Which were born, this is key, folks, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God. This is Holy Scripture, people. And I'm just going to make a few comments on that. If I could go back here. I've had people ask me what authority I had to preach or to, if we don't call it preaching, out of Holy Scripture. If you go look in here, and it says, as many as receive him, he gave power. Well, power, I don't remember if it's the Hebrew or the Greek, but power is also can be translated as authority. That's authority. So that's what you give your authority. In other words, you need no preacher. You need no church. In fact, I would venture to say if you were in any kind of a church that I know of nowadays, it's probably an impediment to your salvation. It's become an idol. But it goes on here, too. To all, and this is what I know my identity friends get kind of pissed off at me. But you go down here, and it says the new birth, one's family heritage or national, one's family lineage or national heritage does not bring about the new birth. We're not talking about the old birth like the Old Testament. We're talking about the new birth, but of God. New birth is not of human origin. Rather, it is spiritual and supernatural. That's big key there, Pilks. And it says, in here it says, as many as receiveth him, that means emphasizing or appropriating Jesus Christ, taking him as Savior. Like I said again, power literally means authority. I should have practiced that more before I read it, but people, that's huge. That's humongous. That helps me a lot. So, the way I look at it, if anyone tells me, they start talking about all the tribes. I don't give a rat's ass about the tribes. Those tribes, it's meaningless after the Jesus Christ came into the world. We've always said, it's Jesus Christ plus nothing. Praise be to God. Anyway, people, like I said, I've just got in from a run not that long ago, so I'm still trying to cool down. I'm still a little bit bum-fuzzled a little bit. But anyway, we need to name the donors, our wonderful donors and supporters, that we could not have Blood River Radio without that. And one of our big humongous donors, Old Biscuit of Florida. Thank you so much, Biscuit. Biscuit sent his donation in. His July donation always comes early. So thank you, Biscuit. Also, we had Ken, Big Ben of New York. Boy, I've mentioned his name 100 times on this show, maybe 1,000 times. So thank you so much, Ken of Lynnbrook, New York, and Biscuit of Florida. Thank you so much. Listen, here's a quick outline, folks. The first hour is going to be Rand and me. We don't have a guest the first hour. We're gonna rock and roll. We got some stuff to tell you about. Hour two will be Nancy and Monica. By the way, all happy Independence Day. I've already said that, but I like to tell you that again. Also, all of our co-hosts are back this week. Last week they were all gone. It's either feast or famine around here. So we got Nancy and Monica coming on the second hour, and the third hour is going to be pretty special. We're going to have Sam Dixon on with the Bitter Ender himself, and I'll just be bringing them in and out of the breaks. And so that's pretty much for, I can't think, it seemed like there's something nagging at me I should tell y'all, but I can't think of anything else. But anyway, so we're going to bring in old Rand right now. Rand, would you like to add anything to what I said, a little quick prayer, any comment you'd like to make what I made before anything I've said before we go to the meat of the program?
Well, first of all, just hello to all the listeners out there. Hello to you, Eddie and Lizzie and everybody. Just good to be back on the program again. But as we talked about on here before, just while you was reading those scriptures, you know, it goes back to thinking of that remnant, you know, come out of the world. And it just seems to me that there's so many people everywhere. I mean, even in rural Alabama, that is so worldly now. And we just need to get back to the basics of God's word. Try to live by it the best we can. And, you know, Eddie, I'm so thankful for this show, the listeners, the people that come on here, because in my mind, at least, we are that remnant. And you know, we've all read the back of the book, and we know that we win at the end. But we also know that we're going to go through trials and tribulations as long as we're in our flesh body here on this earth. And we just need to be prepared for it. And if you're not tied with our Father in heaven and his Son, Jesus Christ, you can't be too ready for that. And you're going to succumb to things that the Bible tells you not to succumb to. And as we talked about on here before, you just think about how deep the tentacles run. You know, it gets into the families now. You have, you know, homosexuality come into the family. You have one, and, you know, mom and daddy, they go along with it. They have pictures of the whoever it is, whether it's a couple of women or a couple of men or whatever. They get married, and those tentacles just run so deep, and it's so hard to break out of it. And some, you know, it's just so much, and we said this before too, it's so much to undo. It's just like it just engulfs this evil, this wickedness, it's the spirit of Satan. It's rampant everywhere. But we just gotta hang on. We gotta trust in our Father. We gotta continue to fight. We gotta continue to stand. We gotta continue to speak out, even if we're frowned upon, which are even, and you know, and most people, even if they don't frown upon you, they may raise the eyebrow and, you know, say, well, oh, Ed, no, Rand, but they crazy or that kind of thing. But you know, we just got to carry on, carry through, and go forward. And I'd like to say happy secession day to everybody, because that's what happened.
Yes.
In 1776, I believe, we more or less.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
I hear the music.
Rando's the music, brothers. Yep. We've already burned up one segment, but I guess that's what segments are for, to burn up, to use. Be right back, people. Hold on. We'll be right back with you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, we're right back. I'd like to also wish you another happy Secession Day. Matter of fact, I think Rand got it right. Happy Secession Day. The first secession was 1776, and that was the first Secession Day. So, happy Secession Day, folks. You know, we had this theme last week for the program, and I think it probably should be the theme every day until this so-called war, whatever's going on over here in Ukraine and Russia, is solved one way or the other. Because, I mean, what I'm hearing, I don't know how much we can believe in the so-called mainstream news, because you really can't believe anything anymore because there's so much of this AI, this artificial intelligence and stuff. They can actually manufacture news. You know, they can make a video, and I think I'm repeating myself from last week. Sam Bushman told me years ago, before I even had Blood River Radio, he was telling us about how they can create, and they being the powers to be, the deep state, the dark state, the NSA, the FBI, all those people, they can make an audio and a video and have me in it, Rand in it, any one of you people, they can have it in there and have you doing any kind of, you know, godless, you could, they could have you in there like raping a child, and it would look so real. Your own mother would not be able to tell the difference. They can really do that. They can set people up. It's probably used that to set people up a lot. But anyway, kind of getting off track there. I think the theme this week should be to stop the war. Stop that war. Go ahead, man.
No, I hate this.
Go ahead, man.
Something to go. Can you hear me? Can you hear
sure.
me, Eddie?
I hear you fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hear you. You're loud and clear.
Along with what your opening comments were and the reading of the scripture and all about coming in, being of the world and all, just sitting here thinking, think about in certain settings, praying, and it's not allowed, but most any setting is okay to pledge to that godforsaken striped flag. You get what I'm saying?
The older I get, the more I despise it. Yes, I do.
Yeah, but you got people, I mean, I was noticing today, I had to do a little work this morning coming back through Wetumpka, and people got out, you know, it looks like more than normal flags and the white and blue banners stretched across their porches and all. And I'm just like, man, what world are these people living in? I mean, how can they still be so loyal to that flag and what it now represents? I mean, it ain't so much about the flag itself. It's what it represents now. And I just don't get it. And I just wish that all across my home state here, Alabama, my country, to me, Alabama is my country. I wish we could just see more Alabama banners. It's a beautiful banner. It's a white banner with a red St. Andrew's cross. And that's my flag, you know, and I just wish people could break away from even little small things like that flag, just like the post office around in small towns like Luverne and Highland Home, Alabama, rural towns. They don't even fly the Alabama. They used to have the American flag and then the Alabama flag under it. Well, now they don't even have, and I don't know who makes these decisions. It had to come from some federal. But they've removed the Alabama banner from that flagpole, and now they've got, and it's across the board because you see it at different post offices. They got the American flag, and they got a POW flag. No Alabama flag.
Yeah. POW flag, but they got to have that.
Yes.
If you see somebody run, you know, I don't know who it is, but if anybody's got a Harley Davidson motorcycle, there must be some kind of federal law that you have to weigh at least 330 pounds to ride a Harley Davidson. But, you know, they all ride them, and every stinking one, I guess they think it makes them bad. They got their blue jean jacket with the off shoulder with the sleeves cut out, and they got their POW flag. But I know we're getting off track, but you're absolutely right. But anyway, the theme this week is going to be the same, pretty much. Is to stop the war, you know, and I don't want to even cover that. What if the unthinkable happens? We were going to talk about that last week, but something I need to call Mike Tubbs, find out where he can call in. But people, we need to do what it takes to the best of our ability to stop that war. We really do. And this has to do with what you said, Rand, about you never see a state flag anymore. We don't have that. We've lost all of our so-called states' rights. You know, I was kind of surprised. Sam Dixon does not believe in states' rights. He thinks we, and I can see his point in a way. Well, you know my rabbit trails, man, we're getting on them. But, and I'm the world's worst. But he thinks we should have like a strong kind of like dictatorial type government led by a strong alpha white Christian male. You know, I don't know how that would ever. I can't go along with that, you know, with one central, because it looks like you're going back with central power. But, you know, I guess we're drifting around. But, you know, I was seeing some news. I feel kind of off bouncing.
No, I'm just going to say I'd be all for it, but I want it. I want my leader. I want my president to be in Alabama. I want him to worry about Alabama. I want him to when he gets up and he talks, I want him to talk about Alabama. I don't want him to talk about Georgia. I don't want him to talk about Mississippi. I don't want him to talk about Tennessee. No offense to you. I love all the people that know states. But I want to hear him talk about Alabama and what we can do to make Alabama better. Alabama could be so self-sufficient. We don't need all these other states. We don't need all these other rulers. We don't need all these people in Washington setting rules. You know, that goes back to what I was saying about getting off track and the tentacles running deep about same-sex marriage and all that. Well, see, several years ago, the people of Alabama voted on a referendum. Over 80%. We do not want same-sex marriage in the state of Alabama. Well, guess what? All it takes is one daggum federal judge to come in and say, hey, people of Alabama, we don't give a rat's
That's true.
What y'all think. You're going to have same-sex marriage in Alabama. And, you know, it's places and like the damn
SEC. What happened then? What happened? Okay, now let me ask you this question, because I'm asking this question, but for a real reason. But it's just going to be the heart. This is the heart of almost every one of our programs. So they used to tell me that like 80% of the people of the state of Alabama, they voted in what I think you said a referendum or something like that to denounce same-sex marriage. So it was approved 80% that we would, that Alabama would not have same-sex marriage, I believe you said, but then a federal judge came along and overruled them. So now same-sex marriage is legal in Alabama, and I'm asking this for a question, for a reason.
Oh, absolutely it is. And after that, everybody...
Okay, now, here's the key question. And I think about this. I think I'm starting to get myself focused. I think about this when people send me things about the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. You've got these self-appointed gurus. They can tell you, oh, how crappy the Constitution is, how crappy the Declaration of Independence is. Then you got other gurus, and I've listened to them. Oh, no, the Constitution is wonderful. This is wonderful. You know, the Declaration of Independence is wonderful. And I go back to them. So what? The stinking Constitution is wonderful. So what? The Federalist Papers is wonderful. So what? That the what are we getting out of that? What does that do? What do we benefit from being an expert on the Constitution? What do we benefit from being an expert on the Federalist Papers or any Federalist Papers? I'll tell you what benefits you. It benefits you not a damn thing. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you learn, this is the key point. That's why I ask you these questions. So what? So what the people rule 80% against same bunch of marriage? And so what a damn federal judge says, no, you're going to have it. No. So the solution is, here's the solution. Take your Constitution, take your Federalist Papers, take your Anti-Federalist Papers, and use it for toilet paper, because that's all it's good for. Unless somebody stands up, men like us, and tells these federal bastards, I talk about this on the program, we're probably repeating ourselves a lot, but that's if it needs to be repeated. And we got to tell these federal people, don't let me forget this thought when we come back to this break, Rand. People will be right back. We'll finish this rant as soon as we come back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Homeland Security announced that it's expanding the daily number of slots for illegal immigrants to schedule appointments to come into the United States to 1,450 a day. That's 200 more slots per day. The slots are scheduled through the smartphone app CBP One, which the Biden administration is billing as a lawful pathway for illegal immigrants who don't have legal visa to enter the United States to apply for entry anyway. A divided Supreme Court outlaws affirmative action when it comes to college admissions. Politicians are split as they react to the high court ruling. USA News's Laura Winters reports.
A mix of reactions to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that colleges and universities can no longer use race as a factor in admissions decisions. Here's President Biden.
This has done more to unravel basic rights and basic decisions than any court in recent history.
Former Vice President Mike Pence, who's a GOP presidential candidate, praising the ruling.
I'm grateful to see the conservative majority that we helped build on the Supreme Court of the United States bring an end to most of affirmative action.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, who is also running for president, says the Supreme Court made the right choice.
This is the day where we understand that being judged by the content of our character, not the color of our skin, is what our Constitution wants.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a new European Space Agency telescope launched out of Cape Canaveral, Florida today, beginning an unprecedented study of dark matter. NASA's hoping the telescope will shed new information on dark matter, which has never been detected. Former president and 2024 Republican hopeful Donald Trump is hitting the campaign trail this weekend. The former president speaking in South Carolina today. This is USA News.
When you can find everything you need at prices you can afford, that's totally Target. It's that feeling when quality good and gather ingredients on the barbecue bring family around the table. Or when favorite day after practice snacks let you celebrate the whole team for less. It's when saving more on up and up sunscreen means more fun in the sun. And when Target Circle Rewards program gives you more perks on what you buy most and is always free to join, that's totally Target.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The Innis is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to try to get myself organized together and go back to pick up on and I hate the word rant, on my speech or whatever. I was trying to go back to that. What I was talking about before we went to the break. Anyway, we're talking about our precious Constitution, our precious Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers. That's all across. You know what? I'm so sick of these self-appointed experts. They'll take one side. The other experts take the other side. And I like to look at them in the face and say, well, so what? So what if, I don't care if you, what if you've got an IQ of 180 and you've memorized the entire Constitution, you've memorized all the papers written by all of our wonderful so-called dead white men, our patriots, everyone that signed the Declaration of Independence. So what? What good is it? What good is that doing us? Because every day we get closer to slavery. I'm going to tell you what the only thing, and I've said this, I'll probably say this 1,000 more times, George Washington said it. Mao Zedong said it more precisely and probably more accurately. All this crap, the Constitution and the Federalist Papers, it's nothing but a GD piece of paper. Just like that's one thing George Bush was right. I know I'm repeating myself, but it needs to be repeated. It's not nothing. It's toilet paper. It's birdcage liner, whatever you want to call it. You can wipe your feet on it if you don't put the power of gunfire behind it. Mao Zedong said, all political power comes to the barrel of a gun. So the point of this, my rant, until I get these self-proclaimed experts on all their damn knowledge, so damn what? With all your knowledge, what have you stopped? What have you done to make life better for your people? Except just preach and preach and preach and send endless emails. I've had about 5,000 damn emails, my thing. And you know what? I don't tell you what. I dare one of them to get out in the street with us because I want to go. When we come back to South Carolina, I'm going to do this, Rand. I'm going to Oxford, Mississippi, and I'm going to put out papers. I promised my people I'm going to do that a year and a half ago, and I'm ashamed I hadn't done it. I'm going back to Bellevue Baptist Church. I'm getting in the damn street. And you know what? Somebody, sooner or later, we're going. I got to watch out. I don't want to get us kicked off our host site again. But sooner or later, we're going to die. And it's going to be from our so-called government. But what I'm trying to say is all this crap, all these documents are no damn good unless you don't put the fear of God in these people. If you don't, it has to be backed by the sword. It has to be backed by what the bitter ender calls precious metal, copper and lead and gunpowder. That's it. I mean, and I don't see anybody, none of these self-appointed experts have said one word about a solution, man. You'll never see them giving him a solution. My solution is to get out in the street, like I do when I go by the federal building, when I run downtown in Memphis about twice a week, and I look at them and I give them both barrels. I look into the damn cameras and give them the bird, and we have to get in the street and tell them to go to hell. We have to stop sending our taxes money. We have to get our chicken shit governors to stop taking tax money. You know, we have a federal tax on gasoline. We have a sales tax here in Tennessee. We have to stop sending the beast taxes. We have to disobey them in every way. I mean, we have to resist them sons of bitches, and we have to get rid of them one way or the other. So until you're willing to do that, until you're ready to say, okay, Bombardier, I'm with you, we need to take some action like that. Screw your lectures on the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, and all that crap. It's just nothing but garbage to me, Rand. Go ahead, Rand.
All right. I got a solution. It's a three-letter word. Tax.
Go ahead.
What really brought on the rebellion the first world or the first war for independence? The Boston. Think about.
I've heard different. You got people that argue about that. You know, you get, and you know, I can say it was one thing before I go. People, all you need is the Holy Spirit, and people that you say you're not Christian. And I'm sorry, Rand. I hope I'm not taking too much of your time. Show me an anti-Christian nation in the world that's better off than a Christian nation. The United States at one time was a Christian nation, and we were the most prosperous nation on earth. Now we're not. Now we're like we're like number 14. Sam Dixon says. So, everything we need to know is in the Holy Bible, and in your soul. We don't need a damn 45. We don't need 4,000 pages of federal laws. We don't need a constitution. We don't need a Federalist Papers to tell us what's right and wrong. We have those sense. That's all we need. We know. Well, all we need to know, Rand, is that we know we have enough sense to know when we're being screwed over by this thing called the federal government. And that's when we need to get together and put a stop to it. And that's what the people did in 1776. I'm sorry I'm taking up your time. I feel like I'm rambling, Rand. I'm kind of off balance today. But go ahead, Rand.
No, I agree with you, Eddie. What we need to do, we need to go by 10 rules. We need to go by those 10 rules wrote on the tablet from our Father in Heaven. That's all the laws we need. We need those 10. But getting back to the tax thing, 1776, you had the Boston Tea Party, blah, 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 with taxes and tariffs. And what really brought on the War of Northern Aggression? It's because the South was tired of paying taxes and tariffs to the North. They were tired of it. Some say better than 80% sometimes. And I know I'm probably maybe getting almost borderline in trouble, but you know, I don't give a rat's flip. You know what I mean? Why would anybody want to send their hard earned money to Washington, D.C. for those sorry bastards to squander, give away, send to places like Ukraine, give to all of these damn invaders that's coming over the the border. Why? Why do people continue to do that? It seems pretty simple to me. Cut the damn money off. You know, them talking heads, both sides of what they call that corrupted aisle, they get up, oh, we got to do something about the debt ceiling. We got to raise the debt ceiling. Like they're saving the friggin' world or something. It just makes me sick to my stomach. But that's one solution right there. And I tell you something else, brother. If people would stop sending that money, it would kind of bring things to a head pretty quick, I think.
Yes, it would. You're absolutely right. You know, a lot of people preach that, and you know, that's another solution, Rand. Of resisting the government. I can't think of a better way to resist than to stop using the king's money. The king's money being these so-called Federal Reserve notes. And we all know who runs the Federal Reserve. It's a bunch of stinking Jews, bunch of Jews. They own the Federal Reserve. You know, Rand, they're getting ready to go too. I say they, the Fed, the Federal Reserve, the powers to be, the globalists. They're getting ready to go. We covered this on the broadcast quite a few times too. A so-called digital currency, and you can be cut off. They can cut you off if you're not towing the mark to the establishment's, you know, line. Like if you're having a podcast, a radio show like this, they can just kick you off. They cut your credit off. As a matter of fact, kind of switching gears a little bit, there's a guy named there's a fellow in England, Nigel Farage, I believe his name was. He's one of the key leaders that helped England get out of the European Union. I think they call it Brexit. If I'm pronouncing, I'm probably not pronouncing it right, but he was one of the key leaders, and he kind of retired from politics. He's wanted to come back in to run as they think with the prime minister or whatever there in England. I was listening to this just yesterday, I believe, for a little ways when I was in my truck. And so here's what they did. That's all he did. He's saying that the so-called conservative party is England. This ties in what you just said. It's not a rabbit trail, Rand. He said the so-called conservative party in England has done more satanic. I'm going to say, I'm putting words in his mouth, more satanic stuff, more Marxist communist stuff. They're not even liberals anymore. They're bringing in endless number of non-white immigrants, invaders. Therefore, all this globalist corrupt, this transnational corporations. He says that the taxes have gone up, the wages have gone down, the cost of living, everything in England is going to hell. So he's coming back, but guess what they did? This is the key point. The powers that be in England froze his bank account. He can't use his bank account. He's tried. He said, I think either seven, I'll say eight plus or minus other banks to get a bank account. He can no longer have a bank account. He cannot operate in England without a bank account. Well, you can't operate here in the United States without a bank account, hence the money you're talking about, Rand. So he's saying he may be forced to leave his country. And that ties in with the money. But folks, hang on to your seat. We'll be right back. I think we'll talk about one more of these news articles when we come back. Be right back, folks.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for coming on. I was just texting one of our Budros here, old James, answering his text. But anyway, listen, folks, see if I can get myself back here going together a little bit. I got this headline here from the Barnes Review. It says, this is a letter here, you know, when you get your subscription. Well, they want me to get a subscription. It says, there's a war going on out there that few people know about. It's being waged against it. Few people know it's being waged. And I don't know how people would not know of that there's a war being waged against us. But here's what they say. It says, our headline does not exaggerate. Right in front of us, there's a war being waged to steal what remains of freedom of speech from Florida to England and beyond. Those who dare to speak the power, speak truth to power on the most taboo topics of the day are not only silenced through fines and public shaming, they're also imprisoned. And when they point to this, the fact this fella here, his name is, lives in Wales. He's a citizen of Wales. His name is James Allchurch. He's got his photograph here. So he goes by the name of S-V-E-N, Sven 7, whatever that is, S-V-E-N, Longshanks, to his radio listeners. Okay, it says for years he'd been running multiple politically incorrect podcasts on his network who are willing to broach uncomfortable topics. Well, anyway, for that, he just received a 2.5-year sentence in jail, Ran. So the guy, all he does, I mean, he hasn't advocated violence. He's not anywhere near as combative and militant as we are on Blood River Radio. But the guy is sentenced to 2.5 years in prison there, in an English prison. And then going from there, this article says to Florida. You know, in Florida, and most of our people know this, there's recently been a legislation passed, state legislation, and I dare if the Supreme Court will overturn it, but that makes it a felony. I'm going to say a class 3 felony, whatever it was, because we talked about it on this program about a month ago. To make it a felony, y'all, just to distribute flyers. And, you know, and there's a Supreme Court guy here named Mike Weaver ran some time ago, and he's supposed to be an expert on, laws, on federal laws that govern handing out, like when I was distributing papers for League of the South and stuff like that. And he says that there's a Supreme Court ruling that says that you can go on private property and distribute flyers. But they weren't doing that. They were these people down there in the Goyim Defense League. They were throwing out. They were putting. And I don't know why they used popcorn. I think they were using corn, popcorn, or something other. But they were using them for waste. But they were putting flyers in plastic bags and throwing the plastic bags over on property. And they were also shining these with these holograms. I think with Nazi swastikas and stuff like that on buildings in around this different parts of Florida. Well, that's now a felony. They can do, what, 4 or 5 years in prison just for doing that. I noticed in Georgia, I had it on my phone here, and I think you sent it to me, Rand. These some people in Georgia that are affiliated with the Goyim Defense League. One of them, they were protesting at a synagogue in, I believe, Macon, Georgia. And Cobb, I don't know if Cobb County, I don't know if Cobb is, that's, I need to look that up, if that's Atlanta, Georgia's in Cobb County. But they were talking about, they were doing a protest in a synagogue in Cobb County, and they said one of the fellows was arrested the night before in Macon, Georgia, was arrested for, he had a bullhorn, and he was shouting out, I guess, to these precious Jews and to other people around there who was trying to organize them and, you know, protesting this and exposing what these Jews do. Well, you know, Rand, here's the point. To tie this together, just like this article from Bars Review said, the guy in Wales has been arrested. I know Monica and Nancy have been talking about a fellow who's in, he's being, I think, in hiding in Scotland. And France is trying to extradite him back. In Canada, you can go to jail for preaching out of Romans. In the book, well, I just got through reading it, damn sure illegal in Canada. Coming to be illegal here. So point and getting back, here's what I'm going to. Rand, excuse this hack. How long is it going to be before that law, like it says in Florida, is extended into your home state of Alabama, here in Tennessee? When we have people like Tennessee State Senator, or one of our Tennessee State Senators, not Marshall Blackburn, the other guy, Hagerty, I believe his name, honey, he has signed on whole hog with that governor down there in Florida, making it illegal. He wants to make it illegal to say anything bad about a Jew, anything bad about Israel. He wants to also make it against the law to boycott, to resist. Morgan, you know, there's a group that they go. The first time I heard about a group, the group was in Kentucky, and they were boycotting Israel, and as trying to get their people and other companies advocating boycotting Israel until they could get out of Palestine and stop murdering these people in Palestine. So anyway, you know, how much closer are we to being like they are in Germany, Rand, when we pay people like you and me for being on Blood River Radio and put us in jail, if we can't get our people to stand up? That's why, what good is knowing the damn Constitution, all this crap, if we're not going to get out there with rifles and bayonets, whatever it takes, and defend our right for free speech? And free speech is not going to defend itself. It's like going back to Mousy Tongue said that all power, all political power comes at the end of the gun barrel. And I'll say all liberty. It's impossible to have liberty. It's impossible to regain liberty once it's lost without organized military force. You know. Anyway, back to you, Rand. What do you think about all that crap, Rand?
Well, I don't think it'll be long. I think our doorstep, Eddie, that, you know, there's a representative or senator or somebody out in California recently I read, he's telling people to get out of California. He's saying, take your children and get out of here, because they're fixing to pass a bill. If you got a little boy and he comes home and he says, Mama, I want to be a little girl, and if she don't go along, Mom and Daddy don't go along with that, DHR can come take your child from them. So he's telling them, I can't call his name, sorry for that, but he's telling them, get the heck out of California. But I got something right here that was published on the 30th. Michigan House passes bill making wrong pronouns a felony, fineable up to $10,000. Under the new bill, intimidating an individual with the wrong pronouns can result in prison time or a fine of up to $10,000. This is passed.
Yeah.
So Michigan House bill has passed.
That's that Governor Whitmer.
That's already passed. So it's just to answer your question, it's just right around the corner, Eddie. I mean, and you know, I mentioned this earlier. And, you know, here in Alabama, we've got the Devil's Den itself right here in the heart of Dixie, in Montgomery, Alabama, the heart of Dixie, the SPLC Center. And, you know, they get plenty of money from all these perverted different people. And, you know, they got a lot of power. They got, you know, but they're totally wicked there. They're totally wicked there. So it's just a matter of time that it's going to be that we're going to be just like those other places. And you sure better not say anything about a Jew. That goes without saying. I mean,
you have that right. You know, and I keep putting out there solutions, and I know, and I hear everybody say, and it's kind of an overused cliche again. It's really not a cliche. You know, if we were to, it's kind of paraphrased scripture, if we were to, you know, turn our back, turn away from our wicked sin, confess our sin, go back and ask God for forgiveness and ask him to heal our land. That can happen. That's probably the only way it's going to happen. But in fact, it can't be done. Coming from a Christian worldview, we cannot possibly regain our lost liberty without Jesus Christ, without God Almighty. But, you know, God works through the minority. We don't need a majority. But you know what? And I think it's, a lot of times God did miracles in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, you don't see where God has come in and fought like in the Old Testament. He'd fight for Israel, and, you know, he'd send an angel to kill 100,000 in the army surrounding Israel and all that stuff. You don't see that in the New Testament. So, in coming from a Christian worldview, God works through people. So, my question is, not just to you, Rand, but other people in the audience, what are the solutions? Send us some solutions. I know the solution. I really do. And I'm going to say this, like I've told Rand, me and Rand have talked about this before. The solution to taking our country back, and very few people that would have the stomach to do it and to push it through fruition, to carry it all the way through. And I think you people know what I'm talking about. If you look, and I'll tell you what we'll do to give you a clue what I'm talking about. Let's look at the so-called Russian Revolution, what happened over there. Look, we need to copy what our precious Jew, communist Jews, Satan-worshipping Jews, Satan-worshipping Bushelby Jews did. They killed millions, millions and millions. Alexander Solzhenitsyn says, I've said this number 1,000 times, 66 million white Russians, Poles, Ukrainians, Hungarians, 66 million white Christians were killed. There was, I don't know how many, the largest known concentration camp in the world was in the Siberian gulags put in place by the Jews. Once again, I'm going to say that. They killed millions. It's been said that Mao Zedong killed up to 100 million of his people. Pol Pot killed millions. That's what they did to put people into slavery. To get out of slavery, you're going to have to resort to force. I mean, there's no way out of it. And I know we said this 1,000 times. We can't vote our way out of this mess, Rand. There's no way we can have an organized, truthful, honest election. So if there's any other methods out there, any other solutions, I wish somebody would let me know. I mean, I don't believe in this Gandhi crap, this so-called peaceful. The Gandhi, Martin Luther King, they didn't. Everywhere Martin Luther King went, people, I was right here in Memphis, right here where I live in Memphis. I was already in the Army, but I think it was 1968 when he made his last appearance in Memphis, and King was assassinated in Memphis. But everywhere he went, he stirred up violence. Everywhere he came, when he was gone, the violence would start. They'd burn the cities down. They'd loot and rob. My girlfriend at the time, my wife now, she was here in Memphis when it happened. You know, it's a big lie. Oh, Martin Luther King was such a peaceful fellow. He was not. He was not. Everywhere he went, there was horrible violence. So, you know, iron sharpens iron. You fight fire with fire. You fight violence with violence. Anyway, listen, folks, we run out of time for the first hour. We're getting ready to leave. Thank you, Rand, for coming on. We're going to come into transitioning to the second hour. We're going to bring Miss Big Sister Nancy and Little Sister Monica back on in just a few minutes. Hang on, folks. Thank you so much. Be right back, folks.